America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So on today being Election Day, I don't want to go down too much of a political route, but I do want to bring this topic up to you, which is Pat McAfee apparently turned down interviews with both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And I found that very interesting that he would do that. Now, I have to go back and to see more of his reasoning for it. If he explained it, I did see it on the show sheet this morning. I have to go back and read an article, but and maybe he said, you know, I don't feel like I'm someone who should be asking the questions, and maybe not. I am a sports guy, whatever. Maybe he was saying that, but
I kind of actually respect that out of him.
Do you?
Yeah. Maybe he just doesn't want to wade into some of the tougher discussions. Like, to me, like, Joe Rogan did it right. He sat down with President Trump, and he sat there for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he offered the vice president the same opportunity, and she said no, and she wanted to control it, according to him.
Well, he was not going to be on his turf, and there was going to be a time limit.
That would be the thing that bothered me. Yeah. I would say, like, okay, I'll sit down with you, but if we're going to get really into it, we're really going to get into it. I'm not going to listen to talking points. I'm going to ask you questions, and I want direct answers. And maybe he felt uncomfortable if he had to go at either one, if there was something that they were saying. And the other thing, too, is like, maybe he is not up on all the issues. Maybe he's afraid that if he sits down and gets steamrolled by one of these two, and you know how politicians are on both sides, they just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, and you can never stop them. They're filibustering every single goddamn question you're asking them. And to pin somebody down and give you an honest answer about what they believe is probably a waste of his time. And that's probably the way he looked at it.
I don't know if it would be like he and to his credit, that show has become that popular where some of the people that identified which podcasts to go on, which shows to go on.
Young like men, this is, they're trying to reach young men because not enough young men go out and vote.
Sure. So I also think that's, I don't know, I just, I feel like the talk show host in me says you don't turn that down. And you sit there and you get you book it, you sit with whoever you need to, you educate yourself, you work on it, you figure it out, and you're like, man, this is a huge opportunity, and you hope not to screw it up, but like, this is what you got into the business for, is at least for me, is to get tremendous opportunities across the board, and you become so popular that they're coming to you, and it's almost like turning them away, I feel like, is a missed opportunity.
But again, you don't know the parameters under which the offer was given. And if one side says,
well, they're telling me what questions I got to ask, then no way. Of course I'm not doing it.
But I think that's part of it. I think that's one of the reasons why, I'm just assuming after reading everything that has come out of the Joe Rogan stuff, that the vice president did not want to sit down for 3 hours with him and have a conversation. Like, they were going to be beholding to her, and he had to go to her. She wasn't going to come to him. And he just said, forget it. I'm too popular. I have too many people that listen to me. And this is a forum where you can come here and you can talk about the issues that you believe in, if you have something that you actually believe in.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so like, all right, so Shannon Sharp gets an opportunity to do it.
I listened to that. That was nothing.
No, but my point is, though, like, he, and I'm not saying it was something or nothing. I'm just talking about the decision of doing it. Like, he wasn't afraid to do it, but I wonder, was he given, like, 100%,
100%.
To... Yeah.
100%.
I guess it's, I don't have all the information on what, I just, at first blush, I'm like, man, like, if we had both of those opportunities, if both came to us, I'm sure that we would be given rules and we'd have to make that decision, but I certainly wouldn't, my reaction would not be, oh, we're guys who do fart jokes and talk about the Jets. This is not our spot. That certainly would not be what I
would
say.
Well, I would say that you're a father of two children. A grandfather right now, you know, of four. I mean, I want the future to be a certain way, especially for my granddaughters. Well, you know what I mean? I would have serious questions about some of the things that these people are pushing. So, but then again, if somebody told me you can't touch that, I'm like, then get the hell out of here. What the hell do I want to talk to you for?
Yeah, so it's not a black or white type of thing. I mean, there's without a doubt. But if it were like, hey, you get the interview and go for it, and you get 15 minutes each, and there's no parameters, I would absolutely accept.
You know what? I actually really don't blame him. I'm talking about Pat McAfee right now. I really don't blame him. I mean, because he's very popular, obviously, within the young men realm, especially around sports and everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. He's added a jolt to College Game Day, which I think is the best pregame show, you know, on television, and I've said that for 20 years, even without him. But he's added a jolt to that, too, and that always comes off great on TV on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
I actually look forward to that, you know? I mean, I really do. So I don't know what to tell you. I appreciate that maybe he just said, look, I don't want to get weighed into this. I just want to do sports. I want to do my thing. I want to stay in my lane. And I appreciate that.
Okay.
I do. I really do. Now,
but I don't like the stay in my lane stuff because aren't all of us in this lane? Like, all of us are voters. All of us live in this country. And just because your job happens to be to talk about something doesn't mean that your vote doesn't count as much. Like, that's the thing that just drives me nuts. Like,
I would think our listeners would know, like, who we're going to vote for. I don't feel like it's my need to give an endorsement to anybody.
No, I'm not saying an endorsement.
But my point is that we are here to entertain in the morning, and we are here basically with the foundation of sports. But as you have told many people, because I've stood around you listening to you explain what we do here.
Yeah.
It actually, you hit the nail right on the head. We're here to entertain in the morning. We try to inform, depending on what the sports take of the day may be, but also our life experiences, you know, as fathers, as grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. And you know how they have these town halls and, like, people will ask questions to the candidates? Like, why is it that someone who does a sports talk show has to be like, I'm going to stay in my lane and I'm not going to ask these questions? But, like, you know, like, people in those town halls aren't like, you know, I'm a teacher. I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm just going to teach, and I'm not going to ask the candidate a question. Like we're all here living in this country, and if you're old enough to vote, we all want to be informed. I don't like that. Like, the whole, like, stick to this, stick to that thing. It's like, I mean, I'm not going to sit here, and we're not going to do a show where I'm telling people what to do with their lives, but I also think that if presented with an opportunity to interview two candidates, if they came to us, I wouldn't be running in the other direction.
As
I'll tell you that
long
much.
As it was an unfettered discussion, that's the thing. And one side is unfettered. He is willing to go out there and talk about anything, whether you like him or you don't.
Right.
He will sit down with anybody and talk for hours about everything.
Sure.
The other side is packaged, closed up, goes on to a very, very, I would say, soft landing spots, and is unwilling to really get into the discussions about what has gone on over the last 4 years. Am I pretty much accurate on that?
Well, yeah. I mean, especially when you look at the Rogan situation and
that, that tells me all I need to know. Nobody has to tell me. You know, I can make my own decision, but certainly that in itself tells me all I need to know. That's, you know, one person's willing to tell you what they think, what they're going to try to do, and the other person is hiding behind what they've done and is trying to not even talk about it.
Yeah, well, it was interesting. I'd love to hear more about. I'd love to, like, talk to Pat McAfee off the air about that, because I'm interested. I'm not sitting here thinking he did right or wrong with it. I just, in my eye, I just try to put myself in the shoes if I had that opportunity. And I would definitely, I've had a lot of questions about what we would be able to ask and the time frames and all of that.
But so. Let me ask you this question about the difference between Joe Rogan's podcast and what he has done and Pat McAfee's show on ESPN. They really, truly are completely different.
Yeah, but do you also have, like, all right, but Kamala Harris went on with Stephen Jackson and Matt Barnes. She went on with Shannon Sharp. Like,
softball landings, man. Softball landings. They were told what they could talk about and really didn't get into it.
I kind of think McAfee would have been the same thing, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, for both of them. I don't think that he would be hammering them.
I don't know why you'd regurgitate on them. I understand what you're saying. Like I said, I would go for it. As long as somebody wasn't in my face telling me what I had to ask and what I can't touch on.
Of course.
What are we doing? If we're not sitting here giving our honest opinions about something, what the hell are we doing?
Well, of course.
We're just giving somebody a platform to spew more crap?
No, we would not. You know, that's not something we would sign up for, that's for sure.
Right. Maybe that's why Pat McAfee didn't sign up for it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I said I'd like to ask.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.